2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Good morning, KSL News Time now, 8:30.
Right now, our current temperature in downtown Salt Lake City, let me see if I can get this here, Tim. I might need your help.
Last time I looked, it was 71.
71.
And we've got a crash affecting drivers coming off Legacy Parkway onto I-215. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
We continue following breaking news from the U.S. Supreme Court, which has just issued two decisions concerning President Trump's tax and financial records.
Sean Michael Lyle has the very latest in this special report live at the KSL National News Desk.
Well, Amanda, the U.S. Supreme Court rules President Trump is not immune from grand jury demands in criminal cases after New York prosecutors demanded his tax returns in regards to hush money cases. That's the Cyrus Vance Jr. case. He's the prosecutor. In the case of Congress subpoenaing his returns, the court found that they may have exceeded authority in demanding his tax returns. Both decisions came back on 7-2 votes, and both essentially send the cases back to the lower courts to be decided. In short, the president may have to hand over tax returns, especially to the New York prosecutors, but not until lower courts rule on those cases. Elsewhere, the Labor Department reporting 1.3 million first-time unemployment claims last week, marking 15 consecutive weeks of job losses over a million. Bankrate's Mark Hamrick.
If we go back to mid-March, we were seeing under 300,000 new jobless claim.
Continuing claims fell by 700,000 last week as others are getting back to work. Coronavirus coverage every 30 minutes on KSL News Radio. And Arizona delaying reopening of public schools until mid-August as virus cases spiral out of control there. CDC Director Dr. Robert Redfield.
My position is that the public health of the students of this nation is best served by getting these schools reopened.
But it's looking like the new school year will begin just as the South and West are hitting pandemic peaks. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
ABC, we're being told we'll have an update on the two Supreme Court decisions coming up in less than 5 minutes on Utah's Morning News. UVU law professor and former federal judge Paul Cassell is looking at both opinions right now, and he'll join us at 8:45 for instant analysis here on KSL News Radio.
You're listening to Utah's Morning News with Tim Hughes and Amanda Dixon on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Governor Gary Herbert is expected to announce later today whether he'll issue a mandatory mask order for the entire state.
Mandatory mask requirement. KSL News Radio's Dan Bomas reports two legislative leaders say wearing masks is a good idea, but it could be voluntary.
Senate President Stuart Adams and House Speaker Brad Wilson issued statements after meeting with the governor earlier this week. KSL.com reports they pointed out the situations are different in Utah's urban and rural counties. Adams also raised the question of how to enforce that requirement. Governor Gary Herbert has also been meeting with the state's top health officials, who are urging a statewide mask order as a way to get more people to wear them. He'll announce his decision later this morning. Dan Bomas, KSL News Radio.
The governor is expected to make that announcement during a coronavirus task force briefing that is scheduled to begin at 11:30 this morning. We'll break in immediately with live coverage as soon as it begins on KSL News Radio.
A St. George nurse hasn't seen her husband in person since last month because he's in the ICU on a ventilator. Tony Ferguson works with elderly patients who have coronavirus and believes she brought it home and infected her husband.
The doctors are saying this could be a 3 or 4 or 5 week long process, and don't lose hope, but it's really hard to do that when you can't be there.
Ferguson says she first tested positive 3.5 weeks ago. She got her first negative test last night.
KSL Weather with Grant Wayman. You're probably going to need the air conditioning for the next few days as temperatures climb into the upper 90s.
Usually when it's dry, we tend to see these temperatures going up. We tend to see the temperatures going down a little bit once we get the monsoon season kicking in, and that means we get more rain and clouds, thunderstorms. But right now it's dry, and it's looking like near triple-digit heat for this upcoming weekend.
Grant says we cool into the mid-90s for Tuesday and Wednesday, but so far there's not a single storm in sight.
In sports, the Jazz have been cleared to begin practicing at the NBA's bubble in Orlando. ESPN's Malika Andrews says the Jazz are just one of six teams who can begin practicing today.
These guys want to get out on the floor. So for the first 48 hours that they are actually here on campus, every team, every player, every staff member must quarantine while they test negative twice for coronavirus. And then after that, they will be cleared to practice.
Chairs that circle the practice courts have been carefully placed to be more than 6 feet apart.